Worsening toxic algae problems in Florida and across the nation prompted the Environmental Protection Agency to issue new rules to address the pollution this week. There are the first limits for the dangerous toxins in blue-green algae where people swim, boat, and fish. But as WLRN's Jenny Stiletovich reports, it's not as effective as some environmentalists had hoped.
Toxins in blue-green algae have been linked to brain disease and other illnesses. Environmentalists, however, are troubled that the new limit is twice as high as what was originally proposed in 2016.
Over the last decade, the United States has seen really an unprecedented number of harmful algae blooms from Florida to Lake Erie to even California.
That's Jason Tatoy. He's a lawyer with the Center for Biological Diversity. The center and two other Florida-based conservation groups asked the state this week to adopt the original recommended limits.
So we're concerned that this nearly doubling of what is allowed in state waters is really troubling.
The Florida Department of Environmental Protection told WLRN that the state's new blue-green algae task force will be reviewing the criteria. In the meantime, they advise swimmers and boaters to avoid water where they see blue-green algae. They can also check the agency's website at floridadep.gov for the latest monitoring numbers. I'm Jenny Stiletovich in Miami.